Chapter 6. The Road. Find your lane. Make space for the flow to show itself. Follow the natural rhythm of your life, and you will discover a force far greater than your own. If there's anyone who has fearlessly lived the highest, truest expression of herself, it is the feminist icon Gloria Steinem. Without the brazen conviction of Gloria and those who stood shoulder to shoulder with her in the fight for gender equality, I know the opportunities available to all of us women would not exist. Gloria is, without a doubt, a mighty force. The last time the two of us spoke, she offered her sage perspective on how she's moved through life with such razor-sharp clarity. Gloria told me she lives in what she calls a constant on-the-road state of mind. This way of thinking, she says, reminds her to stay open to learning, because travel brings people out of their heads and into their hearts, and offers the promise of expanding the truth. Spiritually, the on-the-road philosophy keeps Gloria in the moment, feeling, in her words, boundaryless, spontaneous, and at one with everything. She compared her approach to a bird in flight, riding on a current, perpetually focused on forward motion, at all times checking the direction of the wind, yet open to all possibilities. Birds find their flow, she told me, like surfers catch their wave. Gloria changed the course of history by staying present and moving with the cadence of the moment. For me, that on-the-road philosophy is the definition of the word flow. It means first identifying and then trusting your own current, one that is in complete alignment with your life. You might have heard athletes, artists, or musicians describe flow as being in the zone. They use phrases such as tunnel vision, complete calm, or ultra focus. Some liken it to a spiritual experience, a state of consciousness in which time feels like it's slowed down or completely fallen away. Most of us have been in the zone at some point in our own lives. It's that exhilarating stretch where everything seems to fall into place. The road ahead is clear, open, and smooth. So then what causes us to get off track or feel like we're suddenly hitting every bump along the way? Basketball legend LeBron James is considered one of the most intensely focused competitors ever to play the game. I once asked LeBron, what could possibly cause an MVP like him to lose his rhythm on the court? His response, I get off my game when I start playing for others rather than playing for myself. Yes. This is a universal truth. We fall off course the minute our intention shifts from following our heart to responding to what we think others believe. All of a sudden, life feels complicated. That's because you've altered your efforts in the hope of impressing someone else. The goal is to get back to living for yourself, to get back to your flow. And that is not a selfish thing. It's an honorable thing. Like Gloria Steinem, you too have the power to seek the highest, truest expression of yourself. The critical word is true. Not just speaking the truth, being your truth. How can you embody the most authentic version of you? The lessons in this chapter are geared toward how, after setting your course, you allow life to carry you. I have learned that creating your own purpose-filled momentum is possible only when you give yourself the space, moment to moment, to focus on the next right choice. And despite the inevitable distractions, when you find that sweet spot, living your truth takes on a breathtaking level of intensity. That is the brilliance of flow. Let's begin with Deepak Chopra.
Everybody is looking for the future. And they're never in the present. Mm-hmm. So when they arrive at the future, it's not there for them because they're not present for it. So you get the idea that this is the moment that you have, it's the only moment that you have, then you live in the present and you move with the flow. Because this is the point of arrival right now.
Here's Barbara Brown Taylor.
We'd like life to be a train. You know, you get on, pick your destination, and get off. And it turns out to be a sailboat. And every day, you have to see where the wind is and check the currents and see if there's anybody else on the boat with you who can help out. But it's a sailboat ride. And the weather changes and the currents change and the wind changes. It's not a train ride. If I'm on a journey, it's all about the destination. I'm not there yet. I'll be there one day. The train will pull into the station. But I'm really interested in the walking. I'm really interested in the companion on the road. I'm really interested in where I'm standing right now. So I have no argument with greatness. But if that becomes an excuse for dismissing my life now because I haven't found that great purpose yet, that's a waste of a day, if not a life.
Shonda Rhimes describes the pure joy she finds in her work.
Writing is your truth, would you say?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Although I always say that I make stuff up for a living, and yet that's my truth.
That's your truth. So tell me what happens. We've all heard about athletes having a zone. Mm-hmm. Is it a zone for you too?
I call it the hum.
The hum.
The hum. It's like I get this hum in my head where I feel like I could write forever.
Like, hum.
Yeah, almost. Yeah, like a frequency, basically.
Wow.
Where you go from sort of exertion to, I don't know, exaltation, where it feels there's just an endless joy for me, where I feel like I could write for the rest of my life. And I lose time, and my assistant has to come in and say, it's been 5 hours. You have to stop now because of this or that. It's really lovely. It's a real, true happiness. It's very pure for me.
Wow. It's a spiritual practice.
Yeah, it is.
And here, Jay-Z on finding his rhythm.
Flow is just becoming one with the music. You find some place inside the music that you tuck in, and you don't get in the way of the groove. You insert yourself in the song as an instrument. You're just part of the track. You're no different than the horn or the snare or the bass or the hi-hat. You found the place in that track to tuck in. You just don't disturb the groove where it's just smooth and it just flows. I love having that experience.
Here's Eckhart Tolle.
So first of all, the most important thing to realize is in any situation, whether it's to do with a collective, political situation, personal situation. In any situation, what is primary is your state of consciousness, the state of consciousness with which you face that situation.
What's the way forward?
The way forward is for the individual to take responsibility, to remember that the most important thing is not what's happening out there, that what is primary is my, I'm saying now, my state of consciousness at this moment is primary. That determines what form the future will take. So, important thing to realize is what happens to you is much less important than how you respond to what happens. That determines your life. It's not the things that happen to you that determines your life. Ultimately, it's how do I respond to what happens. And that is also your area of freedom. You can choose to respond consciously to what happens. Then you're not at the mercy of what happens to you.
Here's Joel Osteen.
Well, I think you can be satisfied knowing this. If I'm doing my best, if I'm giving it my all, if I'm pursuing my dreams, if I'm growing, then I got to believe my time is coming. In the meantime, I think when we're content, we're showing God that we're honoring God. If you don't get happy where you are, you probably won't get to where you want to be. And so I think you got to come back and say, okay, you know what? I'm not going on the big vacation yet, but I'm going to be faithful right where I am. I'm going to make good choices. I'm going to develop my gifts. And I believe God will open up some of those doors.
People think, well, if I'm content, it means that I'm okay.
Yeah, yeah. You're saying, God, hey, you know what, God, I want to do something greater with my life, or I want to pay this house off, or I want to start this business, but right now, I'm not going to be discontent where I am.
Yeah, it means not resisting.
Exactly.
And now, Brother David Steindl-Ross.
So let's start right there, because I think that what you just said is the key that unlocks the path to a successful life, and that is trust life.
That is the beginning.
That is the beginning, right? Isn't that the foundation?
That's the foundation of everything.
Yeah. To come to a common hope. And I love how you define hope.
I think hope is something very different from our hopes.
I think that's so
because
important.
Because the hopes are always something that we can imagine.
Right.
You can't hope for it unless you can imagine it. But hope, in this truly spiritual sense, is openness for surprise, for that which you cannot imagine.
The real hope, with the capital H.
That's right.
Yes.
And if you trust life, it will surprise you, and it will always give you good things.